With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Happy Wednesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-hour cosmic cocktail party. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border, Anchorage to Atlanta, Kansas City to Key West, Kalamazoo, and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
Good morning, and we come to you live from the Rockin' Mortgage Studios when you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life. Well, Rocket can. How we doing, everybody? Thanks so much for joining us. Coming up this morning on the show, some great guests. Ian Eagle's going to join us, one of the voices of the NCAA's March Madness for CBS. Also, one of the voices of the NBA on TNT. He called Clippers-Celtics last night. We'll talk to Ian. Basketball, NBA, and March Madness coming up here on the show at the top of hour number 4. Before that, the top of hour number 3, you know us around here. We have a love affair with a certain mid-major team, the Winthrop Eagles. They are the squad that Super Dave Friedman calls games for. They're the number one team in their conference, and we are hoping they make a run into the NCAA tournament so that Super Dave can continue to drop show drops like he's been doing the last couple of weeks and making us all just tickled pink. Have fun with your marriage. So we'll talk to their head coach, Pat Kelsey, who's going to join us coming up here on the show in 2 hours from now. And we'll ask Coach, hey, Coach, are you aware of this little side game we have going on with your team right now where your play-by-play guy drops crazy, zany sound bites like, I don't know, if you're not making tacos, I don't love you no more?
Crunching and munching.
Coach is going to join us coming up here, top of hour number 3. Also, throughout this morning, this hour, the NBA is coming up with blanks with the slam dunk contest. Nobody wants to do this. Should we tweak the rules to mandate some players do it? Also, J.J. Watt discusses his decision. Did he go too far trying to conceal going to Arizona? Shaq gets into it with the younger players of today, a particularly uncomfortable moment recently. Also, in Houston, they're still fixing the mess of Bill O'Brien. And in Chicago, could they possibly roll again with a Mitch or with a Nick? It's all coming up this morning on the show. Join me on the phone at 855-212-4CBS if any of those topics might pique your interest. Also, you can tweet at me, DA on CBS. But we begin with spring training baseball. And just by me saying that, I've already made my point. It's spring training baseball. Who really cares? Hell, if I lead the show with baseball, there are going to be some of you that say, DA, who cares? And that is representative, that is reflective of where baseball is on the national sports landscape. My backdrop is I love baseball, have loved baseball for a long time, grew up collecting baseball cards, watching baseball games on TV, totally soaking in the ALCS, NLCS, and World Series every chance that I got, reading about all the old stars of baseball. But that's not where the game is anymore. My generation, now I'm in my early 40s, I think might have been the last generation that really grew up with baseball. By the time the next generation came along, really it had been supplanted by basketball. And certainly today, Major League Baseball is so devoid of superstars and storylines that the only time we usually talk about it is in how to change it and what's wrong with it, which is why it's interesting I'm going to lead with baseball today, because yesterday there was an interesting moment. One of the most interesting players did something really interesting. Not only did Fernando Tatis, with runners juiced, deposit a grand slam into the berm. That's kind of cool, but it's only spring training. But Fernando Tatis also strutted and bat flipped. Again, spring training. Now, it's a little like a big-time end zone celebration during a preseason game or flexing to the crowd in a preseason NBA game. You usually wouldn't go there. So a bat flip in spring training is this representative of a star that's gone a little too far. He's known for his charisma, but do we really need to be flexing during spring training? It is where we begin your cold open.
The base is loaded for the first time this year. Fernando at the dish. And the first pitch to Tatis is launched to deep left field. Slam Diego has come to Arizona. And Tatis, a no-doubter, way up on the berm in left. And the Padres have themselves a five-run second inning against the Diamondbacks. Tatis' first home run of the spring. It was loud. It was emphatic. And, of course, it was a grand slam.
This should make for a nice viral tweet. Bases loaded, Tatis Jr., Caleb Smith. Don't want to put it up in 91. And he put it up and up in 91. Alrighty. Fernando.
Perfect time with that.
Tatis. Junior.
I don't believe it.
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
So that audio first was the official broadcast of the Padres, voice of the Padres, Jesse Agler with the call, friend of the DA show. And then that second clip was actually a fan clip. That second clip was a video that went viral from a Twitter handle called The Welsh, where he is in the stands with his buddy, filming Fernando Tatis is at bat and then goes crazy when he drops the grand slam. The reason we played both of those for you were because it speaks to why Fernando Tatis might be the only talking point in baseball these days. In that when he comes to the plate, all eyes are on him, all cameras are going, and everybody in the ballpark is stopped to check him out. And that is so rare in today's Major League Baseball. So when he bat flips in a spring training game, the old heads around baseball will say, gone too far, you shouldn't bat flip anyway, now we're doing it in spring training for games that don't count, don't show up your opponent, all of those things. And I'm going to come at it in a different way. Do I think, I want to see, celebrations in preseason games? Not really. No, not really. Don't really think that I need to see huge touchdown celebrations or flexing to the crowd or bat flips for preseason meaningless exhibition games. Not really. But you have to take Fernando Tatis for who he is all of the time. And who he is all of the time is this: a showman. He brings electricity and excitement to the park. He makes people watch. And when I look at baseball, this game doesn't have those guys. It's crazy, but they don't. Mike Trout's the best player in baseball. He certainly is not going to bat flip, and that part's okay, but he is so anonymous, he is so vanilla, that most baseball fans have to go out of their way to try to appreciate him, and casual fans have no idea who he is. Bryce Harper has the flair, but Bryce Harper is not this interesting, let's face it, because he's not as dominant as Fernando Tatis. And he's certainly not been quite the alpha of baseball for a couple of years. The sport just doesn't have those guys. Aaron Judge is one of those guys. He plays for the Yankees. He's huge. He hits long, towering home runs. He's number 99. That is very identifiable, but his game is very quiet as well. And there is a place for that. But in terms of personality that young people might be drawn to, let's face it, only Tatis really brings that to the table in terms of starting pitchers. I mean, forget Trevor Bauer. He's a blip on the national radar. Clayton Kershaw has a big name. Max Scherzer has a great game. But those guys don't resonate with fans across all spectrums. You kind of need Tatis. You really do. And I thought about when I saw Tatis bat flip yesterday, Kevin Mather, the CEO of the Seattle Mariners, who had to resign, was fired in a disgraceful performance with that Rotary Club in Seattle. And the reason I thought about this was that Kevin Mather, he had vocalized a lot of the things that are so representative of how baseball can't get out of its own way because of old thinking. You have Kevin Mather, who's running the Mariners, who is publicly annoyed and trashing his own players for not speaking better English, for needing a translator. Now, this is his own players. And I thought to myself, not only is it bad business, you're trying to sell your product to your fans. So making them angry at your own players is so stupid. But secondarily, it's just dumb to resent your own product. Not only your own players physically. I mean, literally, he's talking about Seattle Mariners players that he resents. But the players around the league in general. You know, when you hear that, you also don't want to go the extra mile to embrace those players sometimes. And for baseball's old heads that run the game, that think this way, it definitely permeates throughout the game. They might resent the celebrity or the money of the players, and thus they don't want those players to get any more shine. Whereas, let's go into the NBA. Could you ever imagine an NBA general manager resenting publicly that he has to help an NBA player from, let's say, Europe, or let's say it's a Chinese player, let's say it's a player from Africa? Imagine him resenting that player can't get up to speed on English fast enough. It would never happen. Ever. They would be constantly trying to make sure that player was comfortable and happy so that they got a great player out of it. And not resenting that the player wasn't something more culturally. And it's because the NBA recognizes, hey, the player is our commodity. The more we support that player, the better business it's going to be, which is why Joel Embiid or Giannis Antetokounmpo or Luka Doncic don't have to have been born here and their English doesn't have to be great, and yet the NBA capitalizes on their celebrity. Whereas in baseball, there's this kind of tug of war where the baseball old heads don't want to see the young guys get great and famous and popular, which is why I think we need the Fernando Tatis dynamic. And I can't even say the Fernando Tatises of the world because there might not be another one. But we need Tatis to bat flip in spring training because he might be the only thing interesting about baseball these days. So for everybody today that's going to bellyache about going too far in spring training, think about it the other way. You need somebody to care about spring training. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. You know, it's kind of like last year when Tatis is getting slammed by some of the old guard in baseball for having swung on a 3-0 pitch with the bases loaded and you're already up by number of runs. Oh, you're pouring it on. That goes against the unwritten rules of the game. And I think what you have is so obvious. The old guard that wanted to do it a certain way, holding back young people in the sport from doing it their way. And that's just not going to work for baseball. And it is, to me, one of, if not the biggest reason baseball has fallen so far behind the NFL and the NBA. The NFL and the NBA said, okay, we will support the players' personalities. We will support the new way players want to play this game. We will support them knowing that they are the box office win. They are the business here. We'll go there. I mean, the NFL has gone to great lengths to create celebrity players these days. The NBA figured this formula out a long time ago. Baseball won't go there. They won't go there. And the NHL's culture also is very specifically no I before team. Don't put yourself before the rest of the team. And I think the sport themselves, hockey's more niche, baseball's more slow, has also factored in. But both those leagues have been resistant in empowering the players. And thus, for baseball specifically, lesser hockey, because hockey was never the number one sport. But you don't have to go back very far to when baseball was an it commodity, and it isn't anymore. And I think it's because baseball didn't change with that time. When we return here on the DA Show, your best audio of the day, it is time for sound check. And coming up here as part of your best audio of the day, we'll hear from JJ Watt on his decision to go to Arizona. And remember Dan Campbell's press conference? He wants to bite kneecaps at the head coach for the Detroit Lions. He explains to Tiki and Tierney why he wants to bite your nether regions. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Remember that the DA Show is available in podcast form. If you want to hear something again, DA On Demand, or you may have missed the show, or you just want a bite-sized version of the show, the very best of, that's all available on our podcast feed, plus the PGP, the show about the show. So on your favorite podcast platform, just search the DA Show, and you'll get all of that in your feed. Subscribe, rate, and review. That helps other people find the podcast. We start with Zach Greinke, longtime starting pitcher in Major League Baseball, and why he would hate if both leagues adopted the DH.
The only milestone I pay attention to is I wanted to get 10 home runs and 10 stolen bases, and then I got traded to the American League, made it way harder for that to happen. And then I got caught stealing for the first time ever when I was in Houston because I was so wanted to steal so bad because I knew it might be my last chance to get 10 stolen bases, and then I got caught because I wanted it too much. But yeah, that's my only goal, I guess, the 10 home runs, 10 stolen bases, and it's going to be really hard for me to do now.
Happy to be here, Houston.
Zach Greinke. is a member of the Houston Astros. And so if the DH came to both leagues, he is saying he wouldn't have a chance to hit in the National League. He wants to hit a 10th home run and steal a 10th base. And Greinke is just amazing. I used to interview Greinke regularly when he was a member of the Royals growing up, and he was such a young pitcher of the organization back then when I was working in Kansas City. But every single spring training, I would look forward to one long sit-down session with Zach, and I would ask him about everything but baseball. No baseball, just crazy things. And he actually should be a person that Merez buys the jersey of and loves very dearly, because this was 14 years ago or so, and he told me that he would eat Chipotle every single day during spring training, and that was the only thing that he would eat. And he would give me the order step by step and secrets of Chipotle. Mraz, I don't even think that you know this part of my interviews with Zach Greinke, but they became kind of viral sensations back then. In fact, Deadspin carried the interview once, and it was all about how Zach Greinke loved Chipotle and was very broken up about Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt no longer being together. So you really should love Zach Greinke.
I do love it, DA, and this is where your old memory comes into play. We've actually played those back a couple of times on the DA show, so I'm very aware of the Chipotle stuff and why I love him even more. He's kept Chipotle afloat all these years.
Now, I'm looking at his batting totals in on Baseball Reference. And if I'm reading these right, he's got 9 home runs for his career. 9 home runs. And he's got 9 stolen bases right now. So he's sitting on the tip of these right now, but he's playing in the American League. So he would still have to, after 17 seasons, get back to the National League before they adopt the DH to do this. And that would mean that he rounds out his career in Houston, I guess, and he's already planning on signing in the NL. Do you think that's the case?
Well, or he just really knows it's so minimalized that he's only going to have, what, maybe 2 or 3 chances this year to play in the National League ballpark where they do this?
Right.
I mean, I don't think that they've made that universal. I think we're going back to the old rule, right? So that the pitcher's got a hit, so he's only going to have a couple of those opportunities this year to do that.
Right. So his only chances now would be at NL ballparks during Interleague. Okay, well, keep an eye on that.
Well,
this is what.
DA, you have the Tatis bat flip. Maybe now we have something else for a draw. Let's watch Greinke in an NL ballpark go for the homer and stolen base.
All eyes on Zach Greinke. There's like a runner on third, one out. They're like, Greinke, just get the bunt down. Just get the bunt down. Zach, just get the bunt down. He's like, no way, I'm swinging for the fences. Here's J.J. Watt, who was talking about his decision in choosing the Arizona Cardinals as his free agent destination.
You've got guys like Chandler Jones and Buda Baker and guys all over that defense that are really young, excited guys, ready to get after, ready to fly around and make some plays. So I'm just very excited to be here, and I'm also not going to lie to you, it doesn't hurt when it's 65 degrees and sunny outside when I woke up this morning, so it's pretty nice.
It is. Look, that is the siren song of Arizona and Florida during spring training. You fly out of your cold weather environment from the Northeast, the upper Midwest, all parts of the North across the country. And then you fly down there. You're like, oh, right. This is awesome. Why aren't I living here? This is so stupid. So I get J.J. Watt being attracted and drawn to that. I will say that it's a bit of a reach that he is going to win a Super Bowl, in my estimation, in Arizona. But hey, that doesn't have to be his number one priority. I heard his press conference, and you know what I heard from JJ yesterday was there was a lot of decisions that the Cardinals were a good fit. And that's fine. But the number one wasn't necessarily just winning, that there were other places he could have gone to win. But he said the GM rolled out the red carpet, and he was kind of recruited by the entire organization. People behind the scenes also reached out to him. His whole trip there was great from the people behind the scenes, which says a lot about the Cardinals organization. That's great. He also wanted to reunite with DeAndre Hopkins. That's cool, too. Vance Joseph is there running a very similar defense to the defense that he had success with at Houston. That's cool, too. The weather was great. That's cool, too. I get it. But what you realized, I thought, listening to that was it wasn't just about where to ring. It was about a lot of different fits, and that's fine. But I think that people thinking that he was just about chasing a championship had to realize after his quotes yesterday that wasn't the only thing for J.J. Watt. And I don't blame him. He wanted to be happy. After the years in Houston, very clearly it had sapped his enthusiasm. And all of these people made him happy. And again, that's great. That's different, though, than just going to a place that gives you your best chance to winning a championship. And J.J. may be happy without winning a championship. Sounds like there's a lot of different things other than winning that factored into this decision. I mean, if weather is a good part of your decision-making, well, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Cleveland, Green Bay, they lose that battle pretty quickly. If you're flying up there in February or early March for a free agent decision, you're waking up in Phoenix and it's 65 in the morning and it's going to get to 78 during the day, or you wake up in Green Bay, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, etc., and it's snowing and it's 20 degrees. And finally, here's Dan Campbell. His press conference when he was introduced as the new head coach of the Lions was all about getting aggressive, biting people's kneecaps, and never saying die. Well, he joined Tiki and Tierney yesterday on the show to explain exactly what he meant here at CBS Sports Radio.
Listen, for all the listeners here that think that I don't understand that if you bite a kneecap, that's a personal foul, believe me, I know that, all right, 100%. And so I know that we really won't be biting kneecaps off, or we'll have plenty of penalty yards. But there again, it was meant for this community, for this area. I didn't think of it at the time, but I really wasn't worried about what the outside world kind of thought about it. It was really for our community and our players.
Well, I think there's two things that I think about when Dan Campbell tries to explain this, and he's used this line of thinking before in explaining why he said this. Number one, I resonate with what he's trying to do. I understand this. When you are a Lions fan and you are a Lions organization that has been a punchline for many, many years, what you're trying to indoctrinate into the thinking is we're not losers. We're going to fight. And we will embrace being the underdog and realize that, hey, we might have to fight dirty sometimes, but we're going to fight. We don't care how it gets done, but we are going to fight. And the metaphor here is we're kind of the little brother on the playground, and we're never going to just put our tail between our legs and walk home. And that I understand, because you are trying to change a thinking of a city and an organization. I get it. The biting of the kneecap, though, you have to understand why that specifically is a headline. It's because nobody has ever thought about, well, if I get into a bad situation, I better be ready to bite the guy's kneecap. Like, you might have thought about this in the past. Okay, if I get mugged, what do I do? If I'm in a bad situation, I get into a bar fight, what do I do? You know, you might be thinking, like, I should have some mace on me, or I should make sure I know a little bit of jiu-jitsu, or I should know, like, a little bit of a leg sweep or a karate hold or something like this. This happens all the time. You know, people always are preparing, watching a video on YouTube, taking a karate class, something like that, getting some mace. Okay, what do I do if I'm in a bad situation? Nobody ever says I might have to bite his kneecap. That feels like a really bad place to bite. I should know. I've got these pearly whites. You know, you bite flesh. You bite soft areas. You bite vulnerable areas. Biting a kneecap is bad for the biter, not the bitee. It's like, we better be ready to bite this guy's skull. No, I don't want to bite the guy's skull. You know, bite like the meaty part of the bicep. Bite like the soft solar plexus, okay? Bite something that you don't get hurt biting. Biting kneecaps is bad for the biter. It's not bad for the bitee. And so when you hear this, you're like, well, what? What's a bite kneecaps? Why would he want to bite the kneecap? That won't work. Plus, biting below the belt is a rough look. It really is. You know, if you're going to bite, which everybody has always been like, hey, that's kind of fighting dirty. If you're going to bite, biting below the belt, you're looking for trouble. You can get kicked. There's a lot of hard bone there, like the ankle and the knee. And then, you know, if you slip up and you miss the knee and you go head first into the crotch area, now what do you bite? I think that really is the concern when Dan Campbell's talking about biting kneecaps. That's your sound check. Hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS. Again, DA on CBS. If Dan Campbell, who was a former Giant, Mraz, a former Giants tight end, if he takes over as head coach and he's like, yeah, man, we're going to bite kneecaps. What are you thinking? Are you like, oh, yeah, that's the emotion I want in my head coach? Are you thinking, that guy didn't know how to fight?
No, I think there's a certain line where you get really fiery and really ridiculous where you can't even take the guy seriously. And when you mentioned biting kneecaps, ironically, to play off yesterday's segment, not a lot of meat on the bone. No. I think then you just laugh at the message. So I actually think that the message gets lost because nobody can take you seriously because, of course, nobody would bite a kneecap. If you wanted to say we're going to rip their arms off, then maybe you get really fiery, passionate, pump your chest out. When you say something that's so ridiculous in a part of the body that even somebody with the weirdest fetish wouldn't bite, I think then the message gets lost in translation.
And for better or worse, this is now Dan Campbell's bio. Like the first line on Dan Campbell's bio is he's the guy that said bite kneecaps. He will always be that guy. Jim Tom Sewell is the fart guy, and Dan Campbell is the bite kneecaps guy. That's just going to be what follows him for the rest of his career, whether he wins or loses. And let's face it, if he loses, that's going to be the punchline about Dan Campbell forever.
Yeah, I mean, we had the peace sign in the Super Bowl from Winfield to Tyreek Hill. I wonder if the Lions lose a big game if we're just going to have people fake biting their own knees as they walk off the field beating the Lions. That could be the rallying cry.
You know, you take the guy's leg kind of like a corn on the cob from left to right. Right down to the kneecap.
What are you doing?
Standing by with our headline this morning, and to add some civility to the proceedings, is a kind sir, Andrew Bogish. Mr. Bogues, good morning.
Yeah, we have stepped into a weird place that I don't want to follow you to. This is a lot of weird biting thoughts and breakdown and dangers of your face sliding to someplace you don't want to bite.
Well,
I mean, what has happened to you in the past,
EA? It's terrible fight tactic. I mean, I've watched enough MMA to know. No matter what, you're not biting the kneecap. You're looking for this hold and that choke and this move. You're not looking to bite kneecaps. It's a bad tactical decision.
You could bite the back of a knee. I think that would work.
Yeah, it might be tough, but yeah, it's far meatier. I mean, let's face it.
Get a little meniscus in your mouth.
If you get a bag of wings, the last thing you want is the kneecap. Tasty chicken kneecap. So why Dan Campbell wants a bite there, I don't get it.
I try it.
Well, you want civility. Here I go. The Jazz are still number one in the NBA's West, but we have a new
number two.
Half of the Suns went to Staples and beat the Lakers last night.
Campaign into the forecourt. Gives to Dario Saric, who just checked in against Damian Jones. Hands it off to Chris Paul. He has it straight away. Gets around Saric's screen to the top of the key. Back to Dario. A three on the way. He got it.
That's from Suns Radio. Dario Saric checking in. 10 fourth quarter points. 21 total in a 114-104 final. Phoenix has won 15 of 18 to jump the Lakers for second in the West based on win percentage. This one was important, says DeAndre Ayton.
Tonight we took it serious. This was a playoff game, and you know, we handled our business. We didn't have our main guy tonight, but we knew we had to do this one for him.
They had their main guy, Devin Booker, for part of the night. He was ejected mid-third quarter with rapid-fire techs. LeBron did not accompany the Lakers, by the way, to Sacramento for tonight's game. It'll be his first night off
Could you imagine if we hit the NBA playoffs and the Suns are the 2 seed in the West? That'd be incredible. That'd be awesome.
This is great new blood. Remember, they were the talk of the bubble. Just couldn't finish the deal.
Yep.
Back to last night, the Nuggets smacked the Bucks in Milwaukee, 128-97. Nikola Jokic, 37 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists to join Will Chamberlain as the only centers with 50 career triple-doubles. The Clippers losing without Kawhi Leonard, 117-112 in Boston. He was a late scratch with back spasms. The Hawks snapped Miami's six-game run, 94-80. The Spurs snapped the Knicks' three-game win streak, 119-93. And Memphis won in Washington, 125-111. The Raptors will play the Pistons this evening, that they're being kept off the floor last night. Toronto will not, though, have head coach Nick Nurse, plus Fred VanVleet, Pascal Siakam, OG Anunoby, and other players because of COVID. College poops, fourth-ranked Illinois ran over number 2 Michigan, 76-53. Third-ranked Baylor outlasting number 6 West Virginia, 94-89 in OT. And number 8 Alabama took care of Auburn.
Quinterly, one more. Shaq, 3, bottom.
The hustle by Alabama got the extra possession, the extra pass from JQ to Shaq, and Alabama extends the lead.
From Learfield IMG College, their Shaq is Jaden Shackelford, 23 points in the 70-58 win over the Tigers.
So Alabama's 8. We could actually get a double champion here, right? Football and basketball out of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Have that.
Yeah. Alabama, Nate Oates, rolling.
The Miami Dolphins will release linebacker Kyle Van Noy if they can't trade him. He says he's surprised and disappointed to be let go after 1 year of a four-year $51 million deal. This gives the Finns another $9.75 million in cap space. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department has executed a search warrant for the black box from Tiger Woods' SUV. I didn't know that cars had those.
I think brand-new cars do. This is a 2021. I think this is a very new technological innovation.
Police did not request Tiger's blood to check for any impairment because there's no probable cause for that. They say this is all standard procedure as they reconstruct last week's crash. And on ice last night, the Jets beat the Canucks 5-2. Columbus set a five-game skid, 4-1 over Detroit. And the Lightning blanked the Stars to zip Andre Vasilevsky, 28 saves for his third consecutive shutout. DA, back to you.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think because so many new cars now, maybe all new cars, are run by computers now. They have that technology where there's kind of a black box situation to analyze crashes and things that go wrong, obviously. I mean, forever, you know, cars were not run by computers. But now almost all of them have that dashboard in the front. And I think that's why Tiger will know how fast he was going, the angle of the steering wheel, any pressing on the brake, it's acceleration, things like that.
That is really scary for me, DA, because if I get a new car, it's going to pick up a lot of fast food orders I was trying to hide from anybody if they got the recordings in there.
No doubt. And look, our technology is listening to us and watching us at all times. As I've said before, my trash 2 weeks ago was, I don't need a mover. I've never Googled a mover in the last 2 years. I don't need one. Haven't checked into one, haven't called one, haven't emailed one. I said to a friend of mine who was moving in the car, I said, did you guys get your movers yet? And the next day, the first ad on my screen was for a moving company. And I knew it was because my phone was listening to me.
That's scary. That is very, very scary.
Seriously. So I'm biting their kneecaps. When we come back here on the DA show. It's a happy Wednesday to you. Now, in the NBA, they can't find enough people to flesh out the dunk contest this weekend. Should we tweak the rules on who has to perform? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, you like that, big boy?
Have some fun with your marriage.
Have fun with your marriage.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
That's the way to live life, by having fun with your marriage. 49 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Listen to us across the great CBS Sports Radio network. Hundreds of affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Also on SiriusXM, Channel 206. And you can stream us on your phone. Use the radio.com app. The NBA had a lot of issues trying to find players for the slam dunk contest this weekend. On Sunday, the All-Star Game is going to feature the three-point contest before the game and the slam dunk contest at halftime of the game. But some of the young Bucks did not want to compete in this year's slam dunk contest. Zion Williamson said no, as well as number one draft pick Anthony Edwards of the Minnesota Timberwolves, who threw down a ferocious dunk a couple of weeks ago that would definitely have some juice going into this All-Star weekend. However, they can find the stars to compete in the three-point contest. Steph Curry, Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, they're all going to perform in the three-point contest, but the slam dunk contest has Anfernee Simmons, Cassius Stanley, and Obi Toppin. Not exactly household names. Why? Slam dunk contest has no juice. And I suppose there might be some worry over injury where the three-point contest there isn't, which is kind of weird that guys like Steph Curry are more than willing to partake in a three-point contest, but guys aren't willing to throw down a dunk. And if you are worried about an injury, where does that worry, where does that concern stem? Because we've had the slam dunk contest for 35 years, and there's never been an injury. I mean, why would you just assume by throwing down a dunk, I realize there's more torque and there's more explosion and you're landing after some athletic feats. I realize that there's more risk there than just shooting a bunch of threes, but we've never had an injury in the slam dunk contest. So why suddenly would there be this concern? I think it's just because the slam dunk contest is judgy and maybe these guys don't want to be judged. You know, if you just throw up a couple of bricks on the three-point contest, you throw up your shoulders. Ah, so what? Didn't fall down. Okay. Jumper wasn't wet tonight. But if you don't throw down a dunk and somebody beats you specifically, maybe that feels a little bit more personal, I guess. I don't know. I guess there's just no value right now for these stars to do it in. LeBron never did it. And once LeBron didn't partake, it was kind of the start of, I guess this doesn't matter anymore. But I think, wouldn't it be cool just to at least mandate all rookies have to partake if asked in the slam dunk contest? And I realize you're running the risk of, well, if you mandate them to do this and they busted ACL or get injured, what's that going to look like, DA? But again, that's never happened. I don't know why we would worry about something that never happens. It would be great if, just like the rookies versus the sophomores, you know, you just mandate all rookies and second-year players have to partake in the slam dunk contest. Or you just write it into the contract. If you are asked to be in the slam dunk contest, you have to partake as a rookie. That's it. And so it's then the rookie slam dunk contest. And that would even be a little bit better to know that, like last year, Zion would have had to been in the slam dunk contest. And this year, Anthony Edwards would have to be in the slam dunk contest. And in 2003, 2004, LeBron would have had to have been in the slam dunk contest. Just 1 year. We're only asking for 1 year. As a rookie, build your brand, help out your exposure, perhaps get an endorsement deal along the way, be one of the stars of the All-Star weekend. I mean, as a rookie, you're rarely making the All-Star game anyway. I think that's the easy fix. So at least once in their careers, if they're a star, we know that we would have had one chance to see them in the slam dunk contest. To me, makes sense. But in the NBA, they haven't done it. And now that's why we get the Obi Toppins versus the Anfernee Simmons and the Cassius Stanleys. I mean, Mirage, you're going to be locked in the slam dunk contest coming up on Sunday night?
No, absolutely not. In fact, EA, I think they should just put cameras on the layup line and watch those guys dunk and call that the dunk contest and not even tell the players they were in it.
And it's okay to have young guys you've never heard of partake, because we've seen some guys kind of burst through the scene, but you want guys that want to be there, which is just weird that they keep striking out on that. When we come back on the show, J.J. Watt, wait till you hear his plan on having kept his decision under wraps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.